You take a notepad, and you take a pen, and you make a line in the middle, and you write on your right side all your amazing and good qualities, and you write on the left side all your bad qualities. But you have to be very honest, and you have to see exactly your good qualities, and you say exactly like the rabbi say, you tap yourself on your back, you're saying, that's amazing. But let's put the amazing right now to the side. Let me start cleaning all the bad. And when I start looking at the things that I want to fix in myself, and I first need to come to just to the awareness. This is the cleaning of the chametz. What do we do in Biur Chametz? We start looking for the chametz. You know, we have a whole ritual with a candle and a feather and going into the to the holes. And why are you doing all this show? I just cleaned the house for 30 days. What, I need to be on my knees right now in the middle of the night with a feather? There's something more significant behind it, that I have to search in the depth of my neshama for this chametz in me, the dirt in me. Now, when I understand what I need to clean, first of all, it humbles me. But I have to be humbled before that to even reach to that level. And I like working with notes, because when you work in theory, it doesn't work well because you forget. Take a notepad and write down all the things that if you would have to step out of your body and look at yourself and be criticize yourself, what would you write? Imagine now you go and in the real world, all you need to do is ask your wife. She'll give you a very long list. So just pretend you jump out of your body for a second and you write, what are the things that if you would look at yourself, you would write as things that you don't like? Now, most of us will find a pretty long list, and you're saying, okay, I want to become a better person. I want to become a better Jew in front of my master of the universe. I want to become an example to the entire world, that when a person sees me in the street with a yarmulke and a beard, a Gentile will be able to point at me and say, like, wow, look at that Jew. Not for nothing, they're called their chosen people. It's a big thing. I want to be able to, that my children look at me and they're like, my father is amazing. I want not to pump up my ego. I want to be able to, if somebody points out at me, they say, okay, I see the good. So I need to go through a list of what are the things that I want to really clean in me. And this is practically very simple to do. And when you're doing it in a very honest way, in a very humble way, you write down all the things that you would like to change in you. And you have to do it very, very humble. You start cleaning it. That's you cleaning your chametz. And when you just bring yourself to the awareness, when you come to the little seder, the same way that you have a new suit, the house smells like bleach, everything is amazingly clean, you want yourself to also come and leave all this junk away. When I come into the little seder here, I'm clean. I'm now ready to go out of my mitzrayim. And this is one thing out of many. I mean, the point is that there are many things one can prepare for yetziat mitzrayim. But the real Yetziat Mitzrayim, the real going out of Egypt, is that, you know what, I'm leaving things behind. When they went out of Mitzrayim, they took just a little bit of things. You know, when people ran away before the Holocaust, they didn't take stuff with them. Can you imagine how sad it is to leave things behind? The real change is when you leave something behind. And usually, what would you choose? To take the best of the best. You know, my grandparents, my grandmother, not my grandparents, she lived in Berlin. And they ran away from Berlin the night before Kristallnacht. And they were very, very wealthy. My great-grandfather had a lot of connections. That's why somebody warned him. And the night before they ran away, they had it only to take maybe a small bag. You can't run away with bags. And the choice of my great-grandfather, what he took in that bag, is a Kiddush cup, a talis, a menorah, all these things. That's what he saw. That's the value. Not gold or money or diamonds. So just imagine, Yetziat Mitzrayim. Imagine Moshe Rabbeinu coming and saying, we're leaving. You have 3 seconds to grab something. You know, you're looking around. What am I giving up? So all these bad things that we have, our habits, give it up. You have to know how to let go. And it's very hard to let go of the cigarette and the phone and the cookie. These are our habits. If you put down a list and you're making an analogy, you're saying, okay, this I can get rid of. This I can get rid of. This I can get rid of. You're cleaning yourself. No chametz. No ego. This is the short version of a very long answer.
Is that different than the goyim have to do?
If the...
Is that so different than what goyim also have to do?
No.
So he's talking globally.
Yeah.
100%. Just so we didn't talk about a Jewish holiday.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Pesach, you know, the whole world benefited from that. But needless to say, I mean, you know, everything that we see in our history, especially in the Torah, is to come and teach me something. Torah is not a history book. The Torah comes from the word in Hebrew, hora'ah, to teach. It's coming to teach me something. And if I'm willing to be stuck in my own Mitzrayim, I will never grow, I'll never be better. I'm looking at myself every day and I'm saying, how can I become a better husband? I'm not consulting with my wife. I'm telling myself, there's a woman here in my life. Doesn't matter right now, I love her, I don't love her. I love my wife, but some men don't like their wives. But I look, I'm just throwing one idea. I look at her every morning and I say, this is a woman in my life. I mean, she chose to be with me. Am I the man that she deserves? Am I really treating her fair? Am I treating her nice? Am I supporting her the right way? And I'm giving her the right respect? And that's just me and my wife. I'm looking at my kids. I have a big responsibility. I look at all my kids and I'm like, I'm a father. This is not just a, you know, some kid that I picked up from the street. This is a child that I can design their entire life by my behavior. And I'm doing the same thing with my kids, my wife, my students, my friends. So I'm looking at myself and I have a lot of responsibility to the world. Now, if I know how to look at myself constantly, I want to better myself. I don't want to be constantly in the same level. This is Yetziat Mitzrayim, that I constantly go out of my limitations, but I have to figure out what's my limitations. If I know how to point, this is what limits me, oh, so now I know what I need to work on. And for that, you can only do that with having a Midat Anava. If you have too much arrogance, then not you, but when a person has too much arrogance, no, I'm good at that. I don't have to do this, I don't have to do that. Another person has to humble himself. That's when you see, okay, you know, I'm not that great. And, you know, I want to be better. How do I better myself? Is that I look at my faults. And you know what else? I look at my good side and I say, oh, here I'm very, very good. Let me empower that. But really, the Yetziat Mitzrayim, the day I like coming to Yetziat Mitzrayim, I don't know if you notice that. I mean, I noticed that in previous years. Comes Erev Pesach, most people are like, they're clean like their house. They're like, they worked so hard. You burn your chametz, you burn the all the pieces of bread that you find. Coming into Pesach, it's like this clean feeling. It's a clean start. I want to have a clean start. Like a person that got himself in some type of a trouble, he says, I just want to start clean. And this is a very, very auspicious time to let's reset everything and start all over. That's the why the mitzvah we got before Pesach is Kiddush HaChodesh. It's basically saying, okay, what was, you know, there's a song now. Ma shehaya haya, kar latchil matchala. What was, in English it doesn't sound good, what was. But ma shehaya haya, what was, that's it, was. Abar, yalla, kar latchil matchala. Start again. Forget the past, let's start spinning it. Don't ignore the past, but start again, look forward. You know, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a lot of hints. Look at the structure of our face. The Kadosh Baruch Hu put the eyes right in the front. To hint, constant look forward. If he wanted us to look back, you put the eyes in the back. So to look back all the time, that's not good. Look forward. Okay, I messed up here. Doesn't matter. Let me look forward. Let me fix something. And you can only do that when you're looking and you're saying, okay, this is where I messed up. Okay, no karaklo, nothing happened. Let me clean. Let me clean. Let me move on. That's why I like working with lists. I mean, you don't have to apply it. I just like taking a piece of paper and writing, because when I have a list, like a shopping list, some people go to the you know, supermarket, they come back, they forget. You know those husbands that come home, where's this? Ooh, I forgot. So I like working with a shopping list and I make checks. Check, 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 check. So I do that also before Pesach. And I write down, okay, you know, I'm not all the time showing to the minyan. Write it down. You know what? I don't really learn Torah with all my might. Write it down. I'm not so happy with how I treat X, Y, and Z. Right? You write it down. And when you see it, you're like, okay, let me start working on it. And it doesn't mean you're going to be 100% successful, but at least you have the awareness and you start applying.